Greetings and salutations. It's part two. So the front door, solid wood. I mean, solid, heavy wood. The mail slot is in the front door. We used it when we first moved in, but then it got to be a pain in the ass. So we put foam and basically sealed it up. I don't know, my husband did something to it. I think he put foam in it. Because I didn't want it taken out. I still wanted it to have that look of, hey, there's a mail slot in the door. Because I don't think there's a lot of doors anymore that have the mail slot. This door is so old now that it is cracked. There is a crack, a huge crack between the deadbolt and the handle. And I asked my liege, I said, is it possible to paint this door? Because the paint is now faded from the glass of the new screen door that we put on. In a year's time, it's faded. And he said, yeah, I thought you were going to paint it, but you never said anything more. And I said, well, these cracks in it, I don't know what to do. And he says, well, we can get some filler, blah, blah, blah. I go, yes, do it. You're not doing anything today but sitting on your ass. So go get whatever it is that you need, that I need, to do that. He goes, well, you're going to scrape the paint off first, right? Well, duh. And I'm going to do that. And I told him, well, you can fill it, depending on what the procedure is, because I have no idea. Then he'll do that. And then I'll paint it. Well, I'll prime it, and then I'll paint it. And I think I'll paint it red. And it's funny, because our neighbor lady across the street works at one of those big box store, do-it-yourself, home improvement, conglomerate things. And because there's like three major ones here in the city. And I won't name them, but they're, you know, all do it yourself. And she brings these little quart cans of paint home with the intention, like everybody else, I'm going to paint this. I'm going to paint that. I'm going to paint this. I'm going to paint that. And when we had our huge garage sale, she traded me some paint, purple paint, that I decided to paint. An old love seat and a chair for the back porch. But anyway, I was thinking, I wonder if she has any of those paint cans, because she gets them at a discount. They're cans of paint, basically, that people say, oh yeah, I want a small can. And then for whatever reason, the wrong color, wrong shade, they forget to pick it up. It just sits there and you get, you know, the clearance. And she gets her little discount in addition to that. And I thought, because she had mentioned, oh, I have a bunch of paint in the basement that I want to bring up and put out for the sale. But she never did. And I said, well, before you sell any of it, let me go through it. And she has yet to let me do that. But I was thinking, maybe I can ask her for one of those little jars of paint cans, even if it isn't red. I'll do that, and it's inexpensive. I don't really care what the color of my front door is. I don't know. I'm just not one of those people, women, who have to decorate their rooms all, you know, color coordinated. The other big project I wanted to do, and normally, my beloved and I don't have a problem or disagreement with painting. You know, if I want to paint the walls, you know, black, he might say, I think that might be a bad idea. But if I say, hey, I'm going to paint it black and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And he'll try to picture it in his mind and he'll go, okay, it just doesn't, I'll have to see it. And like when I painted the the majority of the house, this, it's called lion's mane. It's like a warm burnt yellow. It's a warm color. But he went into shock because he left home to go to work, and he comes home and the entire living room and dining room are painted, and he's like, oh, you know, it's just culture shock kind of thing, color shock. I want to paint the enclosed back porch. It's all knotty pine, and it's that, ugh, I don't like knotty pine. I never have liked it, but I heard it's difficult to paint it, to cover up the knots, you know, because they're so dark. And whoever, it's an add-on to the house, and whoever did this didn't treat the panels, the walls. So some of it is like wet. It's really weird. There's not any like polyurethane type stuff on it. And I said, you know what, to make it look more lively and bright, I'd like to paint the walls. And he just had cardiac arrest because he loves Naughty Bear. And I thought, God, this is just hideous. I'm bored with it. And if I'm going to try and remodel, or, you know, remodel, and make the back porch what it is intended to be, a three seasons back porch where you can sit and enjoy the weather versus the collect-all room, I wanted to, you know, kind of jazz it up a bit. And in the words of my mother, I wanted to kick it up a notch. I hate when she says that, but I can see what she's saying. And I thought, okay, can I paint this? Let me just paint maybe a little small section, like by the back door. I mean, there's only like a foot of wall. And I said, well, I won't paint the big long walls. I'll just paint the side walls, the shorter ones. And I hear a truck. Ooh, I hear a truck. Is that him? Did he take the truck? We bought a truck. Did I tell you? We bought a truck. Oh, no. He didn't take the truck. Ooh. Interesting. Sorry, I'm spying on the neighbors. The bad neighbors. They bought another car with a sunroof. It's a Honda. There's something different about these neighbors. I don't... Ever since our altercation, they pretty much are quiet and they mind their P's and Q's, which is good. But anyway, so I'm thinking about doing the whole painting of the knotty pine, but like I said, just the shorter walls, not the big ones. So if there's anybody that has any suggestions, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm also thinking about painting the bedroom lilac, because I have those dark purple curtains that, you know, block out the sun, the light, the darkening curtains. Does it ever end? Do you ever actually finish doing stuff? Normal people do. I don't. I've never been able to finish a project. That's horrible. Isn't that absolutely just horrible? Maybe I should just pay someone to go, hey, come in here and paint this room, because if I paint it, it won't get done. And then I was thinking, maybe I'll just paint one or two walls. Oh, crazy times. Thanks for listening, guys. Laterness, people.